I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we we exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee, O Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we Lord. Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing this morning. come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence to magnify and to glorify your name. The songwriter said, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship and adore you, to magnify you and glorify you. And our desire this morning is to come before your presence with singing, to make your name glorious in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that we are praying in many different locations. I'm at my job with the co-worker here praying this morning, and others are around the country have joined us to pray. But our endeavor, God, is for your glory to fill the atmosphere, to fill the place right where we are. The awesome thing about the God that we serve is that our God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Our God is everywhere. So everywhere we are willing to touch and agree, God, you said in your word that you would be in the midst of those that will welcome and adore you, those that will touch and agree and agree upon anything. Oh God, in my name it shall be given. And then you also said, I'm getting confused, but where two or three are gathered in your name, there you would be in the midst, God. And even in this technology age, this day and age of technology, God, you can be in the midst of us because you are a God that sits everywhere. There's no place that we can hide where you are not at, God. And so we welcome you into our presence this morning, God. We welcome you into our midst. We welcome you into our hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you would come to more and have your way and allow your glory to abide with us all the day long, as the songwriter said, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon our hearts right now, God, as we seek your face early in the morning, God. Come to more and have your way. We can't do anything without you, God. So if you don't move, God, we can't move. If you don't speak, Lord, we dare not speak. God, if you don't go, we can't even be thinking about going. And so, God, everything that we endeavor to do today, everything that we desire to do today, we ask, God, that you would lead, guide, and direct us and order our footsteps. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we can't go without you. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. So we're desperately seeking your anointing. And God, we're desperately seeking your direction because we don't want to lean into our own understanding. And we don't want to go the way that seemeth right, because those ways lead to destruction. Lord, I preached about it on Sunday, that wide and broad is the gate that leadeth to death and leads to destruction. But straight and narrow is the gate that leads to light. God, I want to walk in light today. I want to walk in victory today. I want to walk in strength today. And I want to walk in your power and in your might, because my might and my power is failing power. It does not satisfy me. It cannot contend with you. It cannot meet the need, Lord, because my strength and my power, it fails on many ages. But God, your power and your strength, it never fails. Oh God, because when you speak, God, things move and things come into action. For when there was nothing in the beginning, you spoke things into existence. You said, let there be, and there was. So there's power in your words. There's power in your word, God, today. So we thank you for your word, because your word is the lamp. Your word is a light unto our pathways. So we speak your word, God, today. Oh, God, that we shall live and not die. We speak your word, oh, God, today, that we are the heads and not the tails. We speak your word, oh, God, today, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We speak the word, God, this morning. Oh, God, that I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower. I speak the words of life, God, and to make a joyful noise unto you, so that you can come in and inhabit my praises, God, on this day. I'm excited, God, because I know who my Redeemer is. I'm excited this morning because I know who my strong power is. Oh God, when I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Though my body was a little weary, and though my body was a little tired, I still had a desire, God, to meet you, to glorify you, to praise you, oh God, to lift up your name, God, because your name is glorious. Oh God, your name says, or your word says, that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety. Not only is there power in your word, oh God, but there's power in your name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. Oh God, and everything that's subject, everything that's alive is subject to the name of Jesus. That means that Satan, oh God, at the name of Jesus, has to flee. Oh God, diabetes, oh God, cancer, or whatever it may be, those things have to flee at the name of Jesus. Oh God, doubt, God, when we speak your name, God, it has to flee. Fear, oh God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, those things have to flee, God. So there's power in your words, and there's power in your name. And we thank you, God, that your power never runs out. Oh, God, and not only does your power never run out, but your love never runs out on us either.
Your love is like a consumed fire that, God, overcomes a multitude of sin, and overcomes a multitude of obstacles, and overcomes even a multitude of doubt. I thank you, God, for being the lover of my soul today. So we love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship and adore you. And as we love you and as we exalt your name, as we lift you up, then the songwriter says, we exalt thee. Oh, Lord, we exalt thee, O Lord. And that's our desire, Lord, today, is to exalt you, to magnify you, to glorify you, to lift up your name, God, that we may be willing vessels to be used by you, and that we may be the vessels that you have called for us to be, to fulfill your purpose and your plan for our lives. For Jesus told the people, he told his mother, he says, woman, know you not that I should be about my Father's business. He had a mission. He had a purpose and understood that his purpose was to fulfill his Father's will. Not his will, but he wanted his Father's will to be done. God, let it be our endeavor today. Let it be our mission, Lord, today, to let your will be done and to be about our Father's business all the day long. Yes, we may have to go to work, and there may be some demons here at work that try to challenge us and try to come up against us. But God, we can declare and stand upon your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Your word says, I shall live and not die, and that anything that comes up against me, it may form, it may come together, it may even look like it's going to win. But in the end, God, I am guaranteed the victory as long as I allow you to fight the battle. So help me to lean not unto my own understanding, but everywhere I'm at, God, let your purpose and let your will and let the plans that you have for me be fulfilled in my life today, and not just in my life, but in the life of everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Oh, God, let your glory even rain down on them right now in the name of Jesus, that as we leave this place of prayer, God, we'll leave encouraged. We'll leave strengthened. We'll leave with a stronger bond with you. We'll leave, oh, God, with a closer walk with you and a hunger and a desire for more of you, God. I can't get enough of you. And so I need more of you even right now, God. I've been singing your songs of worship as I entered into work, God. I was singing your songs of praise and reading your word as I walked into the office. But God, there is still so much more. I press towards that prize, oh God, because there is a higher calling. There is a higher mark that I can achieve today. I've just tipped the scales just today. But there's so much more praise I can give you. So much adoration I can give you. So much more worship I can give you, God, because you've been too good to me. You've been better to me than I've been to myself, so I have a reason to bless you. I have a reason to give thanks to you. I have a reason to bless me to be able to bless you all the day long. And then take us, God, so that your purpose and your plans might be fulfilled in our lives today. God, I want to be a witness today. Lord, I want to be an example of you today. I want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. I want to be your chosen vessel, that my light may shine, God, that your light in me may shine. Not my light, God, because in me there is no good thing. The only good thing that's in me is you, and I thank you that your spirit abides in me. I thank you that your spirit has anointed me. Oh, God, anointed me to preach and anointed me to pray and anointed me to seek your face. I thank you for your spirit that is a keeper, and not only a keeper, he is a mind regulator. And without him, I can't do anything today. So God, I surrender to you. Let not my will, but let thine will be done. Come no more and have your way in our hearts and our minds today, so that we may be victorious, so that we may be more than overcomers, so that we may be who you've called for us to be in this day. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that you have made. And since we are here in this day, oh God, we have things, that you have things destined and in store for us today. For you know the thoughts that you think towards us. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. Oh, God, you have an expected end for us today. And I want to say at the end of this day that I did what you called for me to do today, that I was the light that you needed me to be for someone today, that I was an example of holiness to someone today, that they may say, God, what must I do to be saved? Or that they may ask, what's going on in your life that you are different than someone else that's here on my job as I walk down the street or go any place? God, I want to be an example of you, that your will might be done in my lives, and a life may be changed on this day. Thank you for this opportunity to pray, for you encourage us as a people of God to find ourselves in the midst of prayer. You told us to pray without, and that men ought to always pray and not faint. You did that, God, because you desire to have a relationship with us. that through the storm and the rain, if we have a relationship with you in prayer, nothing that comes against us shall be able to overcome us. Nothing that comes up against us should be able to push us back. But God, those things that the enemy tried to set before us are a stepping stone for us to go higher and grow stronger in you. Bless us today. Lead and guide us and direct us today. Let your will be done, Lord, in our lives in every area. We won't complain, Lord. Put flesh under subjection even right now. And God, help our minds to submit to you so that we will be aligned with you, that we might enter into the straight gate. There is a breakthrough for us today. There is a healing for us today. There is a deliverance for us today. And God, it's all in your hands, Lord. It's all in the Master's hands. And so we put our trust and we put our hope and we put our faith in you. Bless us, God, all that have assembled here this morning to take time to pray. You told us that men ought to always pray and not faint, and that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Much prayer yields much power. Little prayer yields little power. And God, as we continue to endeavor to meet you early in the morning, continue to pour out your spirit upon us. Continue to undergird us and fill us up till we can't handle anymore. Fill us with your goodness, Lord, so that the love of God may wax strong in us. Fill us up with your mercy, God, that we may be compassionate one towards another. Fill us up with your love, oh God, so that we'll show those that are unbelievers, God, that we belong to you, that we don't act like the world, that we're not carnal in our actions, and we're not carnal in our interactions, but that, God, in all our ways, we acknowledge you, oh God, so that the love of God may shine strong in us and show strong through us. Bless us, God, and keep us today. Make this day like none other. Thank you for allowing me to see a brand new day. For yesterday is past. I can't get tomorrow, yesterday back. Tomorrow is not even promised, so I can't worry about tomorrow. So my focus this morning is just on today. Thank you for this day, another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed me, and another day that you have already given me the victory. Have your way. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, God, and everything that comes our way. Be our strong tower. Be our good shepherd. Be our the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Be our king. Be our Lord. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor, and we'll give you all the praise. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for this opportunity to get in tapped or get in tune with you. I see victory ahead. I see peace ahead. I see joy ahead because we started our day off seeking your face, submitting to your will, and surrendering to you. Have your way in us and empower us for victory this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.